Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Hope you're having a great day, guys. Well, the markets keep on pushing on, don't they? And two things I've got to tell you. One is yesterday's fishing adventure. I did tell you I'd give you a report, and the report comes back a little bit negative. I'm afraid it was not the best for me. I did not catch any fish. But you know what? I was a winner yesterday, because when I went out yesterday, I didn't think I was going to catch anything. I was right. I didn't catch anything. But I'll tell you what, we saw some amazing fish and met some amazing people. This South Island country is just absolutely amazing here in New Zealand, guys, and I can't recommend it enough. If you get a half chance to get down this way, then you've really got to see it. For those traveling, I really don't understand people that are coming from Europe or America and they come to Australia, but they don't go to New Zealand. It's one of the most amazing places in the world, and I have done a bit of travel, so you know, I'm not saying that lightly. It's absolutely incredible. I mean, it's the best country in the world to drive. The scenery is just spectacular. The fishing's great. The hunting's great if we're into that sort of thing. And I could not recommend it enough. But yesterday, saw some trout up to 14 pounds. Some spots I couldn't quite get into. Met some fantastic locals. It took us bushwhacking into some amazing parts of the world. And holy geez, it was just... Yeah, I can tell you one thing, guys. I slept very, very well last night. But what happened in crypto space? Well, the day that I was away, the day that I was out looking at the markets, but at Trout, we definitely saw some fantastic moves. I mean, we've got Ethereum back above $700. Bitcoin well on its way to breaking that 10,000 mark. I think we will see 10,000 by the end of this week. I said that earlier in the week, and I stand by that. We may see a pullback, but it looks like it really has its momentum legs on, and it's shifting to the upside very, very well. We've got Ripple up around 90 cents approaching that dollar mark, still up 6% today. Bitcoin Cash finally put the chill factor, or put the brakes on, I should say. It's obviously had an amazing run. It's been absolutely phenomenal. It's running into a little bit of resistance at the moment. And as I look at this right now, there is actually a I'm just having a look at the charts that I talked to. Oh, no, the 2 hour is setting up. The 4 hour has been pulling back into that cradle zone just brilliantly well, as has the 2 hour. It's been trending so beautifully well. Bitcoin Cash providing opportunities if you know what to look for. Crypto cradles and Fibonacci booster strategies are plenty. And if you go to the lower timeframes, I'm sure you'll probably find a Bitcoin breakout or two there as well. But really, it's just been on an absolute tear. Onto the Litecoin, and it is finally starting to get its skates on. It's been probably one of the lagging of the big dogs. When I say the big dogs, I'm talking about, you know, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, Bitcoin Cash, and I put Litecoin in there along with those sorts of ranks, along with IOTA Neo. I mean, Litecoin's really up there in the top six, so it has maintained its position, staying in there, and you can see it pulling back, having a very good 7%, nearly 8% run. EOS, once again, absolutely staggering. The trade call, the trade that I shouldn't say we all entered because I don't think we all did. If you're not on my subscription services, guys, you're missing out on trades like Bitcoin. EOS Bitcoin. Now, let me just tell you one thing. The date that I put the trade call out on this was the 4th of April this year. The 4th of April this year. The Bitcoin entry price was 408459. The stop loss, 7959. So we had 500 sat stop, okay? Now we're at 0.0, so we've moved forward two decimal places, okay? Two decimal places, 001571 we are sitting at right now. That has got to be a multiple of what's that, one, two, it's got to be 15 or so of risk. So if you risk $100, then you've made a couple of thousand, 1,500 to 2,000, whatever the number actually is. Now, if you're a subscriber to tradercobb.com on the free stuff, I think you'll have seen the follow-up video. You won't have seen the actual trade call, but you'll have seen the follow-up video. If you're on my Market View community, VIP or LTF, the live trading floor, you will get these videos 6 days a week. If you're on live trading floor, you'll get my daily top 100 scans. You'll also have access to my Slack group, as you will in VIP and community, but you get it 5 days a week. And that's really where you're there to beef up and learn how to scan these markets yourself. As I said, I'm not here to give tips. I'm not a tipping service. Yes, I did point out this trade because it's a trade. I pointed out a good opportunity. There was another trade about 5 or 6 days later that many people took as well. You know, it's a sort of thing that I will give you the skills, I will teach you the tools, but I will not spoon feed you too often. I'll point you out and say, look, here's a trade, do your own research, i.e. go and check your checklist. But I do make sure that you are the one in control, that you're making your own decisions, because look, at the end of the day, you're the one who's going to be making the money. So I want you to take responsibility for that. Cardano, pushing new highs. That daily trend starting to push again. It's up 10% today, so a very strong day. Lumen, another one, up another 7%, looking for new highs on the daily. NEO, up near 10%, just pushing into new higher highs there. Four-hour trend looking good. And finally, IOTA, not having a massive day, but having a good day, still well up. So we are seeing some fantastic movements across the market, guys. This market is very bullish. We are very, very strong right now. I think we'll probably see the continuation of this upswing into the remainder of the week. We have got 10,000 ahead of us on Bitcoin, 9,000 below us. 9,000 was insignificant, like I thought it might be. We've blasted straight through that on our run to 10,000. I do believe we'll see more bullish sentiment coming in throughout the week. I could be wrong. I mean, the market could at any point have a pullback. It is extended. It has had a very big move. But the reality is the momentum is so strong. The sentiment is so strong. The tides have shifted. The ship is moving, and we are moving forward at a great rate of knots. The good thing is that we're not moving too fast. We are getting opportunities to enter. Something like Bitcoin Cash, it just absolutely explodes and runs off. Even that is giving us lower time frame entries. You need to be getting onto these trades, guys, whether you use leverage or you don't use leverage, as may be the case. What you've got to be understanding is exactly where should I be entering. You look at these markets around, I see it all the time. People are saying, oh, where do I get into Bitcoin Cash? It's running. And they say, well, I don't really know how to get in. I don't know where to get in. This is correct. You don't know where to get in. I'm not talking to everybody, of course, but many people don't know where to get in. Learning these trading strategies, guys, the Crypto Cradle, the Fibonacci Booster, these are both strategies that rely on the market pulling back to a certain point. They're literally written checklists. They are written checklists for you to go through and make sure you know what you're doing. All the courses, all the content, all the structure is based around you following a systematic approach so that you know your entries. The Bitcoin breakout is when it consolidates and breaks out. Three strategies, because markets go up, down, and sideways, guys. They bounce, they break, and they move up and down. That's the way it is. So guys, if you haven't got those strategies, if you think about something like EOS trade, right, a multiple of 15 at a minimum, at an absolute minimum, and that's not taking into account the Lumen trade, the Bitcoin Cash trade, the Ripple trade, the Ethereum trade, you know, a number of other fantastic trades that have been out there on the market view and higher subscriptions, then that will pay, you know, that will give you the education paid for. I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is that if you get yourself together, get yourself your strategies, get yourself plugged into some of my content, guys, I'm sure as hell it's going to make a massive difference to you. Not just the subscription, but the courses themselves. For those of you who have done the courses, get on the subscriptions. Just try it for a month. If you don't like it, jump off it. But I'm pretty sure you will, and I'm pretty sure it'll probably help you in an amazingly big, positive way. So, guys, have a great day. Follow your rules. If you don't have rules, get some. Keep focused. Don't get FOMO, all right? Be cool, calm, and collected. Know when to pounce, know when to sit out. And if you don't know when to do either of those two, go to tradercob.com, get at least the bi-weekly free video newsletter there, guys. At least get the bi-weekly free video newsletter. It's super important that you do that. It's a very good thing there to have every single or two times a week, and you get all information on upcoming events. Otherwise, jump on my Facebook, Trader Cobb, and my Twitter. But guys, have a fantastic day. I'm actually in transit. I'm back in Sydney as of tomorrow morning. So you will get the podcast once again from the sunny shores of the eastern suburbs of Sydney. I'm actually really looking forward to... No, I'm not. I love where I live, but I'm absolutely not explored this land enough. I love New Zealand. I love the South Island. And where I am in Hanmer Springs, where these hot pools are, the kids love the hot pools. I love the fishing. We're in a good place. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.